one of the biggest drivers of fan experience is the food and beverage experience. People don't just come to your event, grab a popcorn, and go to their seats.
When it comes to food and beverage, we simply wanted to change the model. The model was broken. The model was focused on revenue and was not focused on customer.
Stadium pricing almost gouges the customers in that they exact so much from their wallet.
We wanted people to come to the building and feel good about themselves, not to have to stop on the way and eat and get some food because they couldn't afford to eat with their family in the stadium.
16 is your change.
Nobody looked at it as a customer experience. Everybody looked at it as an opportunity to make money. We said, if you want to be in this stadium, we're happy to have you. But the one thing you're going to do is you're going to bring us your product at the same price it is in your restaurant, in the same quantity and quality. And if you don't, need not apply. Well, that was a little shocking to them.
When we introduced our food and beverage program, we wanted to delight and amaze our customers. So relative to our previous stadium, we dropped our food prices on average by 50%.
These are normal pricing for our fans day in, day out. Great pricing that say thank you for being supportive, and thank you for being here, and thank you for helping us make this dream come true for all of Atlanta.
When we initially announced it and we put it out there, people just didn't really grasp it. And then we announced it again. And again, nobody really grasped it. And then we opened the stadium, everybody went, wow, you mean those prices are that? When we do the tours, guys stop and they take their phone out and they take pictures and they go, how do you do that? And that's really cool to watch. At the end of each first quarter of every game we had last year, we had sold more food and beverage than we had sold at any game the year before. That's just simply incredible.
We don't eat dinner or lunch prior because we know we're going to eat here.
And it's changing our fans' behavior. They're coming in hours before they previously did.
We thought we were just changing food and beverage. What really happened is the fan experience changed.
Fans are telling us through surveys at both the NFL and for Major League Soccer that have catapulted us from middle of the league to number one in food and beverage program across both leagues. And we made that move in a single year. And our margin between us and the rest of the league is not a little, it's a lot.
If you treat the customer right, the customer will treat you right. And in this case, that simple lesson is true.